Okay, so we're here in Maseches Tamid. If we want to finish, then we're going to have to make some serious tracks, which we're willing to do on our end. But we'll make some movement. Before we start, we're learning as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Yisrael Doiv Ben Liba. Beis Hashem, Hashem Refuah Shleima Bekarav.
Amen.
So we're here. And we're learning in Maseches Tamid. We did a lot yesterday. Just do a little bit of chazar of what we did yesterday. We were talking about we're talking about the big day kahuna that Alexander the Great came and Shimon HaTzadik came out in order to greet Alexander. And you seem to be wearing his big day kahuna. So now if you're not allowed to wear big day kahuna, how did he do that? We had two answers. Either they weren't really big day kahuna, they were just befitting a big day kahuna. Or the other answer was, he did something that was out of the ordinary because it was extra extenuating circumstances. Next thing we spoke about is that what happens if one of the Kohana that was living there is Ira Keri, he becomes Bakeri, we send him underneath, underground, to go to the mikvah. And the reason we do that is because the Mechilois were not this Kadesh, which means that the tunnels were not Kadesh, and therefore he can go underground, even though he can't go on the Haramayas. He goes there in order to go to the mikvah. Then we spoke about, there's a basic Kisa Shel Kav. Now there's a story about, there was two Amoraim. One of his name was Rav Abba, the other one was Rav Safra. Rav Safra was in the bathroom, and Rav Abba snorted at him, or what was the other word we used? Grunted. That's the word I used. Grunted or snorted at him, and he was supposed to snort or grunt back. That's the type of communication you do when you're in the bathroom, but he didn't. He said, just come on in, which was interesting because he definitely wasn't ready for that. Rav Abba wasn't ready for that. When he came out, Rav Abba said to him, well, you haven't even been over there to Seir, and you're learning from their bad manners. When someone's in the bathroom, it says in our Mishnah, Kisei Shel Kavod means that you don't go into the basic Kisei if someone else is there. He says, well, what was Rav Safra's reasoning? Rav Safra's logic was because he thought maybe this person would danger himself. After all, we know if a person holds it in, whether it's Gedolim or Ketanim, he could bring bad things upon himself. We continue and we say, a person's in a bathroom, there's a certain way he's supposed to behave in the bathroom. And we said, first of all, he said, you should go to the bathroom early in the morning, late at night, in order that you shouldn't have to go too far away, you shouldn't have to wait. You should, when you sit down, reveal yourself. When you get up, you should, before you get up, you should cover yourself. That's the question of tznius. We spoke about if a person drinks, he should first wash the cup, and then afterwards drink, and they should wash it again for the person there, but that's behind him. And when you drink water and you want to give it to someone else, what should you do before you give it to someone else? Pour out a little bit. So, and that's what it said. Someone didn't do that with his Talmud once, and his Talmud was an istinus, and he died because he didn't have anything to eat. Anyway, we see from over here, if a Talmud would pour something out that his Rebbe gave to him, he's not considered to be an apikaris. It's not considered to be any type of zilzol in the Talmud Chacham, because that's really what's supposed to happen. Anyway, we said that a person shouldn't spit anything out in front of his Rebbe unless it's daisa or mikra. Mikra, I think, is gore. Daisa, they said, is like porridge. I don't get that. But these things, when the backwash is very toxic. We spoke about the Isha Rabbis would walk around and to make sure that all the Levim that are doing their Shmira were actually awake. It's a pretty boring job to stand up all night and do it. What happens if he accidentally fell asleep? What do? First, we scream at him. If he doesn't respond, or we just say something, if he doesn't respond, we start hitting him. And then he doesn't, or you could just light his clothing on fire. As a matter of fact, outside the base of Mikdash, sometimes they would hear these like loud screams. What would they say? What's that? That's a Ben Levi. He's probably getting his fill. Now, Gemara says that it's a good thing a person you can embrace Teichacha. People that embrace Teichacha, Hashem's happy. They're good. Ashreichem. The person that can give Teichacha l'shem Shamayim. We spoke about Rabbi Saul Salanter, the difference between a housewife and a cat. Both of them chase mice, but for different reasons. Anyway, this is where we're up to right now. We're up to, the Gemara says, Andaf, Chav, Ches, Amit, Al, right before the Mishnah, Matzah, No. If a person found that the door of the Beis HaKisei of Kavod is locked, so he knows you'll do that to someone who was there, inside the Beis HaKisei. And therefore, he would wait. Anyway, then they continue and say, Nishoy writes a Litroim, Esam Isbeach, someone that wanted to be Tarim the Mizbeach, someone that wanted to take do the Trumas Adeshin, which is the very first Avoida of the day. What is that? What type of Avoida? Taking out the garbage. So the Trumas Adeshin, taking out. Igum Bekasha. Hold on a second. Amrit Mishu Roitza Litrumas Mizbech. First you say, whoever wants to do it, it sounds like he could do it. Whoever watches, go to the go to the mikvah, and then you could just take off the chumas adeshen. Mashkin v'toyvel. Actually, avem emunah should be toyvel beforehand, and then he gets straight in. Alma lav b'pius tal yimil. So it seems like it doesn't depend on a lottery. Now, this is not regular lotteries like we, you know, put like tickets in, or it's not a ticket lottery. We'll see exactly how they do the lottery, but it doesn't seem like there's any type of lottery going on over here. Other tani yavo v'yafayis, and afterwards it says, come and let's do a pius, which do a form of a lottery, or I don't know if there's another word to use for it. They really ended up doing like a one potato, two potato. I don't know if you guys know that. That's what we used to do back in the day. You know, one potato, two potato? Okay, good. Anyway, Alma the pius talia milsa. So you see that it is dependent on pius. Is it pius? Is it not pius? First, you say anyone wants to go to the mikvah and then just jump in. The other one says you have to actually do a lottery. So how does it work? I'm by Lokasha. Kan Kleiden Takona? Kan Acher Takona? Depends. Before the takana, anyone who wanted could just jump, go to the mikvah, and run up the ramp and do the chumas adeshen. After the takana, not. What was the takana? Ditnan. It says in a mishnah, merishayna originally, kol misha roitze litroim es ha-mizbeach toirim. And who wants to be toirim the base of the mizbeach can be toirim. Is man shehem merubim. And when there was lots of people, what happened? A lot of people wanted to be toirim. What happened? They would run and go to go up the ramp. Whoever was faster than his friend, the son of Arba Amos, once he got within Arba Amos, you didn't like dive into the ashes. It's like, what is it? It's like, anyway, it was like Arba Amos is like the finish line. You got within Arba Amos, so then what? Zacha. What would happen if there's two people who were equal? Okay, it's time for us to. Its B would be to
defense.
What? No. So they would all stick out their fingers. Actually, the Mefarish says that everyone would do it, not just these two. They would have now. They would do a lottery. I quote a lottery for everyone. Mahein Mitzian Achasoy Shtayim. They Mitzian Goydol B'Mikdash. No one would put out their thumb. The thumbs didn't go out because sometimes you did put it out. You didn't put it out. You're like, yeah, I put it out. Because the way they did it is as follows: the person tried to say, okay, 115 in the count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All the people in a circle. And 115 is too large of a number for anyone to like know beforehand exactly like who it's gonna fall out on. But if he sees it's getting close, he's like, yeah, oh, my thumb was out, or whatever, trying to like. So the thumbs don't count. It's very clear exactly what works. People are really, really itching to be able to take out do the Chumas Adeshen. So therefore, that's the way they did it. That's what happened if there was a tie. There was a story. They were running. Two people were running. They were going up the kevesh. One of them gave the other one a little bit of a body check. Just give him a little bit of a push. And I think he fell off of the kevesh. He fell off of the ramp. He broke his leg. So things are getting dangerous over here. They said that now the Mizbeach is only going to be chosen by pious. No longer is the question of who runs and who goes up. So in the back in the day before this started, who did the Chumas Adeshen? Whoever wanted. There's got to be a saying for that. The one who, the early bird gets the worm. There it is. And then, and they didn't think that it was end up being so many people because then after all, you have to be the early bird. Who gets up early in the morning, huh? Not all of us. Anyway, Kitzer. But so they didn't think they were going to have this problem. But lo and behold, the Kohanim was such as a reason. They wanted so badly to be able to go on to do Chumas Adeshen that there was actually competition, even though it was, you're talking about like before Alois, early in the morning. Rav has a different territory. Rav says, both of these two things, when we said we spoke about it, you have to go to the mikvah early. And we said this fact that there is going to be a pius, there's going to be a lottery. Well, I'm after takana. So how do you reconcile? This is what it means to say. In other words, you had to have gone to the mikvah before the lottery. We need things to go like clockwork. So therefore, if a person wants to be a part of this, he's got to be ready to go right after the lottery is over. So only people who have already gone to the mikvah can enter into this competition, whatever you want to call it. Again, they're not jockeying for this, not running for it, but everyone puts up their fingers. He goes around and counts. You're the one. If you went to the mikvah, you go straight to work. And that's the next mishnah. The mishnah says, Notel es hamafteach upasach es hapishpesh v'nichnas mibeis hamoiket. Here goes. They're going in. The whole chevra is in the Beis HaMoiket. That's where they're sleeping. It's the big room. It's got the four different sanctuaries in the corners. They're all sleeping on the roof. They're sleeping on those metals, those the stone slabs. There's a pishpesh. There's a small door. They're opening the small door. They're going in. Remember, it's very, very early in the morning right now. So they don't want to open the big doors. It's that time yet. They're opening the small door. V'nichnas mibeis HaMoiket la'azara. Now they're in the Azara. They're standing against the wall of the Azara. They're standing right now against the southern wall of the Azara. The Kohenim walk in afterwards. They had two torches in their hands. They broke up into two different groups. There are those that went to the eastern side. That's that way. Those that went to the western side. No, I went the wrong way. Eastern side is that way. The western side is that way. Right. So they went, and they went different directions. And the point was, they're going to do a cursory inspection of the entire Beis HaMikdash. Just make sure all the kelim are in place, make sure everything is the way it's supposed to be. They have all the materials. And they would walk. These would go this way. Those would go that way. And they would walk, and they would check. Until they came to the place where the Mokom Oisech HaBitin, which is actually on the side over here. So the ones going to the left had a much shorter walk, but they walked. That's where they congregated by Oisech HaBitin. Higiyu Elu Ve'Elu. They all got there. The Amru, Shalom, Akol Shalom. Good, good. We're good, we're good. Everything is in place. Hamidu Oisech HaBitin, Lasus HaBitin. So the reason why they made it over there, waited over there is because that was the first thing that happened in the morning. The Oisech HaBitin was like, Hamidu either means that they woke them up or they established them, they put them in place. The people that are making the chavitin were for the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol had a minchas chavitin every single day. So therefore, that's what they were doing now. They were preparing the Kohen Gadol's things for his minchas Kohen Gadol. Okay. Misha Zocha. Whoever won the lottery, Litroy Mesam is Beach, and now he's going to be able to take off the ash, the garbage off of the Mizbeach, the ash, who Yitroy, and he's going to be torn. Behem Aimrim, and they say to him, Have a Zoyer, be careful, my friend, Shalotiga Bekli, don't touch any Kalim, Achitiskadish Yod Chaviradcha, Menakir, until you first wash your hands and your feet. Every Kayan, every day, had to wash his hands and his feet. Because when a person slept, after he slept at Kikilo, that negated his yesterday's washing, wash it again. So he's washing his hands and his feet from the kiyar. Make sure not to touch. Now you understand how exciting this guy was. He got up so early in the morning. He won the lottery. He's like so pumped. So he wanted to do Trumas Hadesh. He might just jump right in, take the shovel, and start working. And I was like, listen, make sure that you wash your hands and feet first. We don't want to have any problems.
The Harei, Rabbi, didn't we already say that they had to go to the mikvah?
I can't hear you.
Didn't we say that they had to go to the mikvah?
They already went to the mikvah. Still, any avodah that they're going to do, even after going to the mikvah, is that's an excellent question, by the way. Is that Gabriel Rothstein asking that question?
Yes.
Okay, Gabriel, you're so dark over there. I can just see a shadow of you. Oh, he's wearing his tefillin. Cool. I like that. Very holy. Even though they went to the mikvah, a lot of times they're doing lots of going to mikvahs, they're washing their hands. So even though Gabriel is spot on, they went to the mikvah, they got to wash their hands and feet again from the kiyar. It's a special type of washing. Right hand and foot, left hand and foot. You wash the water over it, and then they're on their way in. Now he's got to find the shovel. Nisuna, they tell him, the machna is placed b'miktsaya b'nakevesh l'mizbeach b'maharovay shokevesh. So I don't have great pictures. I really should give you pictures and describe it to you, but okay. If we're walking in from the east, and we're facing the west, the ramp is sideways. The machata is, now the way it works, by the way, many of us here saw this beautiful demonstration they have online of the Beis HaMikdash. The ramp actually doesn't touch the Mizbeach. I always thought the ramp and the Mizbeach were like one unit. They're not. They have a ramp. There's a teeny little gap. Mind the gap. It's an important gap. They have it on purpose. And But the machata was like parallel to that gap on the floor over there. That's where they kept the machata. He would go there after he washed his hands and his feet. And again, I'm on the two lines from the bottom. The machata is placed in the corner of Kevesh the Mizbeach, between the ramp and the Mizbeach, by the west of the Kevesh. No one else went in with him. He was all alone. It's a little spooky over here. He didn't even have a candle on his hand. He wanted to have both hands so he'd be able to do the avodah properly. You don't want to have to hold a candle. Make sure that, then you're limited. There still was fire on the ma'arocha. Still fire there on the, I don't know how to translate the ma'arocha properly, but on the place where they had the fire. Yeah, I don't know how to translate that exactly. On the bonfire, I guess I'll just translate that. So there was like a glow. It wasn't like a full, it wasn't like a light, but they were still able to see things. They couldn't see him. Why couldn't they see him? Because he was behind the Mizbeach. And the other side, he's over there doing his work. They didn't hear anything from him. Until they heard the sound of the eights that Ben Katan made. Now, Muchni Lakiyar. Whoa, this is so cool. Okay, Ben Katan was a Kohen Gadol. He came up with his patent. The patent was as follows. Any type of water that would be left over in the kiyar would be pasul. If you left it overnight, it's called pasul balina. You can't leave it overnight. So they'd have to like drain the kiyar and then fill it up again, which is not the end of the world. But Ben Katan came up with this great patent. He made this big wheel.
It was in the video.
The big pulley system. And there was a hole in the ground, and underneath it there was some sort of well or a mayan, a spring. They would lower down the kiyar on this huge contraption. So it probably made a lot of noise while they were lowering it. And they heard that. So when they heard that, the kiyar, so what's going on? Obviously, he's washing his hands, which he's supposed to do. He's getting started. He's starting the process. So lawyer Shoyman is called. They wouldn't hear him. He was quiet. Ad show you Shoyman until they heard kol ha'etz, the sound of the wood. Shoyman been caught in because this contraption was made out of wood. Muchni lekiyar. It's called a muchni. This big pulley system. Ve'inayim higiyuais. The time has come. The time has come. It is time. It is time. They said higiyuais. Kinei shod v'ragla min akiyar. And he washed his hands and the sefer. Now they're getting ready because they're gonna. And we'll see in the next parak. They're also gonna jump on things. We didn't waste time over there in the Beis Hamikdash. So he's doing the first avodah. What did he do? Notal machatas hakesef. He took the shovel of kesef after he washed his hands. He's going on to the top of the mizbeach. Pimes hagucholim. He moved aside the coals. Helach vehelach to both sides. Choytes amacholois apnimis. He took the stuff that was inside. It was really, really like burnt. It was almost like it was ready. Huh? Anyone? Really well burnt. Was it ready?
Charred,
like no, it was already ash. It was like mamish, like it wasn't like coals. It wasn't salt. It was like already like mamish ash. Yorad, he came down. Gil Ritzpa, so he came down. He walked down this huge ramp. The ramp was very, very long. Came down. What are you laughing at, Mayor? What are you laughing at? You're just lucky you're not here, okay? Okay. Gil Ritzpa, he got down to the ground. Hufach panav letzafon, he turned around. He went now to the east of this ramp, like around 10 amos, and he dropped the gecholim there on the floor. So it's like this, okay? This is your ramp. Okay, we're going to see if we can do this. This is your ramp. He goes down the ramp. He turns around. Now he walks around 10 amos in this direction, 10 amos this way. But he's not going to put it right up against the wall, that it's not. So he moves it around 3 tefachim away from the wall. It's here, 10 amos in. That's where he dropped the Trumas Hadeshim. That was a very, very special place. It was a magical place. Baruch, are you spinning your pencil? Goodness gracious. Could you not spin it on the video? We have to see you spinning your pencil.
Of course.
Okay. Anyway, so they go down. Pinas the Gecholim. Hilech Choytes Machlas. I'm sorry. I mean, Yoran. And here we are. Around 6 lines, 7 lines from the top, he came down. He gila the ritzvi, he reached the ground. Hafach, Panav, he turned around, looked off, and he went to the north. Halach in the Mizrach Shalkeva, she walked in that direction, Ke'eser Amos, 10 Amos. The Tzavas HaKachom, that's where he put the pile. He piled. Tzavas to make a pile, like a tzibor, is he piled it up. It's a Gachom, Agabe Aritzpah, Rochlik Menakevesh. He went, it was distant from the actual ramp. Shalosh Tvachim, Makom Shenoisnin, Mur Asa Oif, that's the place where they would put the Mur Asa Oif. Now, when they do the carbon of an Oif, is they do Malika, and then after they did Malika, they do Mitzui Hadam, which is also a form of like Zrika. Afterwards, that part of the animal was placed over there. That was also the place where it was placed. Vedishon Mizbeach Hapnimis, and also was from the Mizbeach on the inside. Mizbeach on the inside was called the Mizbeach Ha. Biktoris, the Mizbeach Azov, Mizbeach Akhtoris. That Mizbeach, when they had the ashram over there, and also Dishon Amenayra, and also whatever was left. The menorah also had a fire on it. The menorah was from the all those things. They were all put in the same place. Now Chazal tells us that everything that was there, miraculously, the Gemara in Yuma says, kind of like just like got swallowed up in the ground. So it wasn't like there was like a whole pile. It was like whoop, just put place there, whoop, just like disappeared. Cool. Anyway, that's what he did. He's got his job, my friends. He's finished. Now, by the way, he just took one scoopful. He don't have to be on the size of a chemitza. He went in and take all. There was like lots of ash, lots of coal in the Mizbeach. Now, in the next parak, which we're not going to start right now, but in the next parak, we're going to see that all the other kohanim went up and they have to take care of the rest of the business. But this was his job. He did his job. He's finished. Now, says the Gemara, now we're going to analyze this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, when after they walked in, then we said they went to the different directions. One went to the right, they went to the left. They went underneath what's called the Achsadrois. In other words, surrounding the entire Azura was like a roof. It was a roof. Now, these roofs are usually made out of wood. So the Gemara says, really? You had that? What do they call when you have it on your pass? What's it called in America when they have a back, a porch? No, a porch. What's it called when they have a porch back there? No,
a deck.
A patio.
A patio, a deck. They're almost all made out of wood, correct?
Pergola.
So the Gemara is going to assume that this is made out of wood. Could there have been such a thing, a deck, a patio in the Azara? Vatanya, it says in the Braisa, Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Minayin Chein Oisin Achsadus Be'azara. And you're not supposed to make Achsadus in the Zara. Tamad Loimer, Vosita Lecha Achshera, you shouldn't plant Achshera, that's Avodah Zara. Call it! Eisom is Bach Hashem Elokecha. Any wood. And what are we assuming the patio is going to be made out of?
Wood.
Hachi Karmel Lecita Lecha Achshera, Vosita Lecha Kol Eitz, Eisom is Bach Hashem Elokecha. You're not allowed to have, first of all, Avodah Zara, second of all, you're not allowed to have any wood. Any wood! By the Mizbeach, Amrav Vizda, Achsadris Shel Binyan. Okay, this is not a regular type of patio. This one is made out of stone, made out of Binyan, which means it's made out of stone. Is there a problem with having a porch patio made out of stone? No. Continues the Gemara, they would go and check. They would check, make sure everything's in place. And where would they meet? They would meet by the place of the Minchas Chavitin, the Maklim Oisa Chavitin, and then that was the first thing that they did, and they put someone in charge of the Chavitin. So the Gemara, the Memrod, you mean to tell me the Chavitin Hayu Kadimi? The first thing they did in the day was Chavitin. That was the first thing they did. Vatanya, it says in a Brayshim, Minayin Chain Dover Kadam LeTamid Shel Shachar. The first thing they did was the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, not Minchas Chavitin of Kohen Gadol. Tamid Loimer, how do we know that? V'Aruch Locha Oyla. It says in the pasuk. It says ha'ayla. Amar Abba, ha'ayla, ayla rishayna. It's the first thing. It's the ayla. What does that mean? It's because it's the first one. The first thing we do in the day is the carbon ayla, is the carbon tamid. So what are you telling me that we were busy with the minchas chavitin right away? Amar Yehuda, lahachem chamin birevicha. Which means that Rabbi Yehuda says that it doesn't mean that they actually brought the minchas chavitin first. What they did was, lahachim, they would heat up chamim, the hot water, l'ravicha, in order to prepare the minchas chavitin. In other words, the minchas chavitin, first they had to process it. They had to put all the ingredients together, and that took time. So, enachanami, the first carbon that went on the mizbeach was what? The carbon tamid, or otherwise known as the, what type of carbon? Oila. However, even before that, they started preparing the other carbon, the carbon nefesh chavitin, because that just, and that's just the preparations. That was okay for them to do beforehand. We have finished the first parak of Maseches Tamid, Hadruch Alon Ishloisha Mekoimis. The next parak, we'll just start it off a little bit. The next parak says, Ro'u Echav Shiyored. His brothers saw that he went down. In other words, he's finished his job. He did the first Trumas Adeshin, that first shovel work. The Haim, they're Ratzin Ubahim. They run and they come. Maru, they go very, very fast. And they are Kidshu Deiraglaim. They also went to wash their hands and their feet from the Kior. And Natlu Esama, great voice, they also took. Now they had these other shovels that they were going to use. This is Tzinoiris, and they had forks. Va'ol Rosh HaMizbeach. And now they got a lot of work to do. He just did a little bit. They're going to clean up shop. And we're going to continue with that, Be'ez Hashem, hopefully. And more tomorrow. We're going to try to move a little faster, my friends, as we did already today, yesterday. And we're going to try to see if we could finish. I would like to know from the people present if it's more important to them, if they finish, or more important for them to go to do things slowly. I could say more commentary if you want. Let me know if you could right now, you guys that are there, you have any opinion faster? Or
What's the story with the CM on Zoom?
I have to finish.
You make your own CM. That's a good question about CM on Zoom. I'm going to guess it's okay, but I'm going to find out. I'm going to guess it's okay, but let me ask the Shiloh. You want to make a CM, Bob?
I would love to, yeah.
Okay, Gabriel, what about you?
You can make one on Tamer.
I'm indifferent, whatever everybody wants.
Baruch, what did you say?
I would like to finish.
Okay, did you know that we can make a CM? Did you ask anyone?
Rabbi Lansky said you could. This was last year, and Rabbi Bronstein would take over for Rabbi Lansky whenever he wasn't there. So,
I'm assuming. Okay, got it. Pesach, you have a preference?
I prefer to finish.
Okay, so we're gonna zoom it up. No pun intended. Morty, do you have a part? No, he has another right. Dobie Tischler. What is that? Is that Georgia picture? What are we looking at? I know he's on here. Does that look like Georgia? I don't know. Okay. We're going to try to speed it up here.
Georgia.
It's Georgia. It looks like Georgia. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
There it is. Yeah. Check that out.
Wow.
No?
Wow.
Yeah. Do it there. That. Hey, my friends.
Good times, mate.
Rabbi, I can make a CM without Zoom, right?
Without what?
Without Zoom.
You can make a CM without Zoom. I'm going to find out if the people that want to just participate in the CM can do it via Zoom. I will try to find that out, make sure we can. Tonight we have Chovas Talmida, my friends. I'm excited about doing that with you. I'll be over there. Should get the boys involved. We have a lot to daven for, a lot of people to daven for. You should hear good news. It should be a day of a lot of bracha, Hashem, a lot of bracha. All the best, my friend.
Amen. Thank you, Rabbi.
Pleasure.